listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
We've been talking about the seven signs in the Gospel of John, because the Gospel of John is organized around seven signs given that we might believe that Jesus is who he said he was. And today we're going to deal with the seventh of the seven signs. It's Jesus declaring himself to be the resurrection and the life. And we begin here in John chapter 11, starting at verse 21. Let me read to you. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary had seen the things that Jesus did and believed in him. Again, this is taken from John chapter 11, verses 20 through 45. You see, this deals with a situation when one of Jesus's dear friends was sick, and the request came for him to come quickly and heal his friend. John chapter 11, verse 6 records the response of Jesus. Jesus waited 2 days before doing anything. Now, have you ever had Jesus do this with an urgent request that you brought to him? You come and you lay out your need before Jesus, and he seems to do nothing. Your plea is answered with a delay. But understand this, God's delays are not denials, and he always has a purpose in his timing. Jesus finally came to Bethany, the home of his dear friend Lazarus, and he came 4 days after Lazarus died. Why did Jesus delay? Well, there were no doubt many reasons, but one of the reasons was to bring greater glory to God. You see, in those days, there was a widespread Jewish belief that the soul stayed near the grave for 3 days, hoping to return to the body. But after 3 days, there was no hope of resurrection. Jesus deliberately arrived after all human hope was gone. Before Jesus could deal with the deadness of Lazarus' body, he had to deal with the struggles of those who lived. Lazarus' sister Martha came and plainly stated her disappointment in the late arrival of Jesus. John chapter 11, verses 20 and 22 shows that Martha wasn't confident that Jesus would raise Lazarus. Rather, she said that she still believed in him despite the disappointment. Could we say the same thing? Jesus replied to Martha with one of his great claims in the Gospel of John. He said this, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." You see, death had long held tyranny over humankind. Brothers and sisters, this is not the land of the living, but it's the land of the dying. Yet, Jesus Christ is the champion over death. While most others fear death, Christians only fear dying and not death itself. But finally, a deeply moved Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus. John 11:38 says that Jesus groaned in the spirit. And in the ancient vocabulary, groaned is a very strong word. It implies anger and indignation. Jesus was angry and troubled at the ravages of this great enemy of mankind, death. Jesus was not going to settle for it much longer. But here at the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus was not unfeeling. He was not stoic, but with strong feeling, he prepared to strike out against death, that enemy of God and man. Jesus was a passionate enemy of death. You see, to the ancient Greeks, the primary characteristic of God was something they called apatheia. We get our word apathy from it. It's the total inability to feel any emotion whatsoever. The Greeks believed in an isolated, passionless, and compassionless God. When Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus, he showed that God is both feeling and caring. Jesus then commanded the stone to be removed. This must have seemed like an unusual request. Maybe they thought that Jesus wanted one last look at his dear friend Lazarus. In any regard, by this time, there was the stench of rotting flesh in the tomb, or at least there thought there would be. There was no doubt that Lazarus actually was dead. But then Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." Jesus fought death at Lazarus' tomb, and he plundered the grave, serving it notice that shortly he would completely conquer the grave. This was a preview of what would happen at the empty tomb of Jesus. We remember that Lazarus was not resurrected, but resuscitated. He arose bound in grave clothes, for he was going to need them again. Jesus left his grave clothes behind in the tomb because he never had to use them again. He would never die again. And significantly, Jesus did not miraculously remove the grave clothes from Lazarus, but he asked the attendants to do so. Jesus did what only God could do, that is, raise Lazarus from the dead, and he looked for man's cooperation for the completion of Lazarus's deliverance, that is, to unwind him and loose him from his grave clothes. Most importantly, this great seventh sign of the Gospel of John ends with two reactions. Some of them believed. We read in verse 45 of John chapter 11, "Many of the Jews believed in him, but then others were hardened in their rejection of Jesus." Verse 53 of John chapter 11 says, "From that day on, they plotted to put him to death." Some believed, some plotted the destruction of Jesus. But understand this, each of these seven signs in the Gospel of John are impressive and show us who Jesus is and what he came to do. But none of them will compel us to believe on him if we are determined not to believe. Think about it. The same sun in the sky that melts the wax hardens the clay. The same signs that melt the humble heart before God can harden the proud heart. Therefore, today, our prayer is simple. Lord, help me to see your great signs and to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died to pay the penalty for my sins and rose to give me new life. You can believe that today. Jesus has given you plenty of reason to believe.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.